And who had the number one record this week in 1979? Find out. Turn it up this weekend right here.
Greatest Hits USA.
Greatest Hits USA, Saturday night at 6 o'clock on Radio St. Pete Online.
Good afternoon on this beautiful, crisp, 55-degree Saturday, January 9th, 2021. I'm Mike Rickard. You're listening to RadioSt.Pete.com and the St. Pete Sports Connection. And, of course, our sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM. And we're providing, it's going to be wild down here today as the Bucks at 8:15 tonight. First playoff appearance in 13 years. The Bucks stop here at Ferg's, and we're going to have a lot of fun today with this show. Of course, we're always trying to provide a positive portal to positivity. From the peewees to the preps to the pros, each and every Saturday from 12:15 to 2 o'clock. And we got a lot of unique segments we'd like to dive in, but today's going to be kind of a diverse show. Jeff Lance, my sidekick, a couple weeks ago is going to join me. He's the Assistant Communications Director of Minor League Baseball. We'll talk about the passing of Tommy Lasorda. Both of us were very fortunate to have some time with Tommy in 1997 at the Iowa Cubs AAA All-Star Game. And that gentleman, talk about positivity. God rest his soul. He and many of the Dodger greats are sharing stories right now, and I'm sure he's holding court. And, of course, as I mentioned, on the tee, I'll give you the leaderboard a little bit later on if you want to warm yourself up. Kapalua, Hawaii at night, about 6 o'clock, they have the Tournament of Champions event on, and I'll give you that leaderboard as well. And then, as I said, what we're going to do today, I just grabbed a couple people. They're going to come by and they're going to share their favorite Buck story. Of course, they've been waiting. They have one Super Bowl, but they've been waiting 13 years for another playoff appearance. So we'll have them stop by. I've got Ryan coming over in about 20 minutes. I'm just grabbing people that walk in with Bucks gear. And then we got a really nice Wilson football. And between Jeff and I and Ferg, we'll pick the most unique and fun memory. Speaking of that, Mark shared one with me a little bit earlier. In 1976, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defeated the St. Louis Cardinals then. Yeah, the St. Louis Cardinals. And Mark Ferguson, 20 years, 19 years young, he can't remember, that's sad. He can't remember exactly how old he was, but there was a picture in the old Tampa Bay paper of Mark and his cronies as they stormed the field in celebration. And that's his memory, and he's going to share that with us a little bit later on. I'll be here all day long. I'm actually going to be selling some really cool memorabilia from the Ted Williams Foundation, and that goes to a great cause. Ted Williams Foundation supports Little League prep, college scholarships, and have for over 30 years. Dave McCarthy is kind enough. So right now I've got a Mike Evans jersey hanging behind me and Warren Sapp. I got a Mike Allstat helmet that we'll be selling. Like I said, I'll be down here. I got my long johns on. Actually, I got long pants on. First time. No, there's been one. I've been here 4 years. This is the fifth appearance of long pants on my carcass. And it's going to be a lot of fun tonight. Right now, though, you know, it's super wild card weekend. And you've got the Bills and Colts. This is a big Bills hangout. The GM, John, is from Buffalo. And I see a lot of the Bills fans rolling in. I'll give you the lineup this weekend. It's Bills against the Colts, the first game. 4 o'clock is Seahawks and Rams. And then the Bucks and the Washington football team. I'll try not to say Redskins. I try not to say Los Angeles Raiders. I try not to say San Diego Chargers. But with change and your – oh, and I haven't said Baltimore Colts in years, so I'm pretty good there. Speaking of Baltimore, they take on the Ravens take on the Titans tomorrow down here at Ferg's. Every television will have the playoff games on. If you do have a respective basketball game you want, they'll find you a television, I assure you that. Saints against the Bears and the Steelers and the Browns. Browns in the playoffs for the first time. I think it's 17 years. Yeah, 17 years for that. And then at 1 o'clock we got a little treat. We're going to do a lot more of this. The Super Bowl of Rock is going to be down here on February 5th. Some great bands. Everclear, Panko, some friends of mine, and Mike Panko and Melissa Myers. And we're going to have Mike Twitty. He's going to play a song. And then he's going to talk about the event. And then we'll have him close out with a song. So I'm going to try to do that each and every week. Here's a Buffalo Bills fan. This is a big hangout, like I said, of Bills fans. What was that, young lady?
It's Good Bill's food.
It's Good Bill's food, too. Yep. And 94, whose jersey was that? Williams. Are you from Buffalo? All right. Well, you've got your bodyguard and your dog right there. Great day to be a Buffalo Bills fan and great day to be in the playoffs. You'll be in the Super Bowl. A lot of predictions on that with young Allen leading you. Anyway, that's the kind of day it's going to be. People are going to be coming and going. And last Sunday, I helped Ferg down here, and I thought maybe I'd share some of my thoughts. You know, it was the battle to get into the wild card. And it's expanded because of COVID. But the interesting thing was, as I walked around all these coaches, here comes some Colts fans. There's a good mix of people, and they'll have their own little corners, and they'll be rooting. And that happened last week, and it was loud in here. It was actually very active and enjoyable. But everybody's the sideline coach, and I just laugh at some of the commentary and the rage and the joy, and that's what sports does. And in 2020, we certainly needed that. And as I said, the St. Pete Sports Connection, we're going to continue to exude positivity. And I know the first few days of 2021 haven't been exactly what we wanted, but it takes a lot to get rid of negativity, and we just need every day to be positive. So come on down here. Have a lot of fun today. As I mentioned, we're going to Jeff just pulled in the parking lot. We're going to have conversations about Tommy Lasorda and some of the great stories that he and I have shared when he was with the Iowa Cubs and Baltimore Orioles. He would run into them from time to time. And I'm looking forward to that conversation. Last week, what a show for us. Well, certainly for me. Jim Sweeney, the king of old dude hoops and the author of Old School Hoops. If you love basketball and you're, you know, that generation, the Champions Tours, I call them, 50 and above, this Stories of an Aging Baller is a great read. And a lot of it, you know, has to do with the greater St. Pete, Tampa area, but it also has a lot to do with international basketball. And it's amazing these guys at their age, 50 and above, that are playing competitively all over the world. And that was a great story. However, his wife showed up, Maura Sweeney, and she has a show. I listened to it a couple times this week on RadioSt.Pete.com. And she is labeled the Ambassador of Positivity for a reason. And it was a great way to kick off 2021 last Saturday. And he'd had a little bit of a health scare. So Ferg was kind enough to get all these guys that played ball with him. And they came down, and it was kind of a Jim Sweeney roast, but at the same time, it was a very enjoyable, entertaining afternoon, and I hope to do the same thing today as we provide you a little music, a little interactive fun with the people rolling into Ferg's. It's a balmy 55 degrees, and I know that's chilly for all of you Floridians, but this would be a day of golf for us in Iowa. And if there was a 55-degree day in January, I assure you I would be on the golf course. And they do open up. People are just nuts. Here comes Jeff Lance. We'll talk a little Tommy Lasorda today. You know, as I mentioned, Jeff is the assistant director of communications, if I could communicate, with minor league baseball. And then Ferg's going to come over and share his story. Remember, if you're listening, come on down, share your favorite Buck story. And between Jeff and I and Ferg, we will pick out the story that was the most unique, interesting. And I've got a Wilson football that you can get signed. And I mentioned the Ted Williams Foundation. I'm going to be here all day long. I've got a Mike Evans jersey. I've got Warren Sapp. I've got a Gronk. I've got a Mike Alstead signed helmet. And we'll have a lot of fun. And those proceeds, as I mentioned, go to the preps, the peewees, and then college scholarships as well. You about ready to roll, brother?
Let's do it.
You're looking good. If the weather wasn't going to impact you, was I? Because I was going to hammer you.
Yeah, no. It's a little cool today, but nothing we can't handle.
It's a bit brisk, 55 degrees. I was just saying, I'm glad you have your shades on today. If we were in Iowa, you know for a fact that the golf courses would open up.
Oh, they'd be packed, too.
Yeah, if they didn't have snow on them,
yeah,
they'd be packed.
Yep.
And, you know, I was in the golf world for 15 years up there, and it was amazing how these pros, they're just dying for 3-4 good days just to get some revenue in the house.
Yeah.
And I, when I was working at St. Pete Country Club, I used to just smile and shake my head at these clowns. They're from Canada. They're from the Northeast.
Yeah.
A day like today, they'd stay home.
I'm thinking, you
grew up north. You're down here. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Get out here and golf, man.
Yeah.
You can golf the way we're layered up today.
A couple of my friends up at Countryside, they're from Iowa, grew up in Illinois, went to the University of Iowa. And a few weeks ago, I think it was the week of Christmas, actually, maybe Christmas Eve even, it was colder than this. And
it was really cold.
They went out and they played 18 holes at Countryside like it was nothing, and they had the whole place to themselves.
That's the beauty of it. Not too many people are that fanatical. Now, I'll give you a breakdown of the show today. You're going to have to be prepared to slide over at 1 o'clock. We're having the Super Bowl Rockwell, where Ferg is, on February 5th here. They're having four bands, Everclear, a bunch of bands from the 90s. You may recognize a few.
Sure.
Everclear, and I can't think of the other two. But I've got Mike Twitty. We're going to kind of be like Jimmy Kimmel and those guys. We're going to have... We'll break up our conversation, and he's going to come and sing a song, tell us about the event, and then play another one. Then we'll go back into an art conversation. And then I'm just going to grab people. I grab the guy. He's going to come out in about 15 minutes, and he's going to share his favorite buck story.
Okay.
But let's give the next 10, 15 minutes where they deserve to the great Tommy Lasorda. Mm-hmm. Now, you were working when we had the AAA All-Star game, right?
Yeah.
That's when you started.
Yeah, the first year, yeah.
Yeah. My favorite story, I got to sit next to him for about 10, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember him at the luncheon telling all those jokes?
Yeah.
The thing that I love, there's a couple things. And what talk about positivity. But when he talked about baseball versus golf, do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that one.
That was classic. He said, I'm a baseball guy, but I don't understand this golf and the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this young kid coming up, Tiger Woods, and he won his first Masters in 1997. He said, now, that's pretty impressive. But pressure? He said, you got 20,000 fans. Everybody's quiet.
Yeah.
The ball is
doesn't
on
move.
A tee. It
yeah.
doesn't move. He said, pressure is Dodgers-Yankees.
Yeah.
Bottom of the ninth. Game seven.
No doubt.
58,000 crazy people screaming, and the guy throwing something at you 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I thought that was
And you don't know
classic.
Which way it's going to move.
Exactly. I thought that was classic.
Yeah. And then he told a story about, what town were they in? Anyways, he goes to church, and Johnny McNamara was the manager of, who was he managing back then?
A's? Did he ever manage the A's?
God, I don't know. They were playing the Dodgers, so it must have been a national team,
national
or it was in the World Series maybe. And he goes
was McNamara at the Reds for a while?
Might have been.
Yeah, I thought so.
Anyways, he goes to church. Johnny McNamara walks in and sits down in the same pew with him.
Irishman and
so
Italian.
Yeah, so they're sitting there, and the service ends, and Johnny goes, hey, Tommy, wait for me outside. I'll be right back. So Tommy's like, what's he going to do? Like, I'm playing this guy. I want to know what he's doing. I got to find out, what's he doing back there? So he goes in, and McNamara had lit a candle up at the front of the church. And so he comes back, and Tommy sees what he had done. So he walks back out, and he goes, hey, I got to run in. I'll be right back. Lasorda goes in and blows out the candle that he had lit. So later that night at the game, they're playing. And he's
fabricating these stories.
No, no. And
Tommy told it did happen. He might embellish a little bit.
Sure. But he yells across the field. He's like, they blew him out that night. It was like 13-2 or something like that. And he's like, just so you know, I blew out that candle this morning. So, a couple years later, McNamara is in Rome on vacation. He sends Lasorda a postcard from, the Vatican.
Yeah.
And it's a picture, like of him lighting a candle. It says, good luck blowing this one out.
That's a classic story. Yeah. Do you remember Chris Johnson, CJ?
Yeah.
There's a guy that we know together, and I would say arguably the biggest Cubs fan on the planet.
Yeah.
But also just a baseball fan.
Mm-hmm.
He posted something today on Facebook, and I won't go into the great detail, but it was interesting. In his younger days, he was in Cuba. He was coaching down in Cuba.
Okay.
And the U.S. team And I can't remember all the particulars. But anyway, the gist of it is he went crazy on the umpire. It was a bad call. Okay. And then when there were armed guards. The place was packed with security. Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a communist environment. And after the game, two guys with guns come up, tell Tommy he needs to follow them. They take him to Fidel Castro.
Dang.
And Fidel Castro said, you know, I love baseball. I love what you've done. But in our country, you have humiliated those umpires. Mm-hmm. And you have to apologize. And he said he didn't even get to get back to the hotel to see his wife until he apologized. After he apologized, he and Fidel had the time of their lives. They got treated like a king. But he said, here I am with my big mouth. Yeah. But I had no idea that, you know, it was capital offense, basically.
Yeah,
that was a great weekend. But talk about an ambassador for the game of baseball.
Huh? Oh, yeah. I mean, just I saw him at the he came up to the University of Iowa and spoke at a baseball fundraising dinner there. Yeah, so, you know, it didn't matter what your organization was or where you were at. If you needed somebody to come and talk baseball, Tommy was the guy to call.
Well, Walter Alston had the most wins for the Dodgers, and then he had almost 1,600. But to live to 93, and he was still active in baseball. He loved. That's Mike Twitty from Folk University, and I'm just gonna tell you, Michael, on the air, we're gonna have to adjust as we go because this is live for 2 hours, so we'll just plug and play, brother. About 1 o'clock. I saw. I went online and did a research. Saw you jamming. You didn't have as much gray hair, but you guys are superb. So as I mentioned, 1 o'clock, the February 5th, it's the Super Bowl of Rock down here, and Mike Twitty's going to play a couple songs for us, talk about the event, and then, as I said, the Bucks stop here. If you're coming by and you're a Bucks fan, share your favorite memory of the Bucks and their trials and tribulations over the years. One Super Bowl win. Mm-hmm. They didn't keep him in Chucky in town too long after that.
No, kind of faded after
out,
that.
Wore out his welcome, you think? Yeah. That was kind of Tony Dungy's team, though, from what I gathered.
Yeah, it wasn't Dilfer, the quarterback, and John Lynch in the secondary.
Their defense was amazing.
Yeah.
Well, defense wins championships. Yep. Speaking of that, you know, it's Super Wild Card weekend, and we've got all the games down here. Let's just go and start with who do you think is going to win the AFC and who do you think is going to win the NFC?
You know,
it's anybody's.
Baltimore looks really good. Like, they're dangerous. If they get good play from Lamar Jackson, they're just dangerous. I don't know, but Buffalo is – they're really sharp as well.
Buffalo kicks off in 25 minutes.
Yeah. I enjoy watching Buffalo. I can't say I've ever said that before, but they're a fun team to watch.
Well, I like Kyle Allen. There's a couple Hawks on the team, and that's my justification for wanting the Bucks, with the exception of my Packers, because this – Tristan Wirfs has done an unbelievable job.
How is that guy not on All-Pro?
Well, because he's a rookie.
I don't care.
He's only had one sack on him.
Yeah,
one.
And it was Khalil Mack. Like,
yeah, exactly.
He terrorizes everybody.
One sack. That just blew me away with those stats.
Yep.
And what a great young man he is.
Yeah.
But, we sound like a couple of Hawk fans, but we are. He's cut out of the cloth of what Ferentz does as he sends guys to the pros.
Yep. It's Iowa and Wisconsin are kind of the offensive lineman universities.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. So you like Buffalo Bills?
I don't like – I think the Bucks beat Washington.
Yeah,
tonight.
Absolutely. Then they have to go to Green Bay to my Packers.
Yeah, that's not going to – that's going to be a tough chore.
Well, the problem is it wasn't a tough chore down here.
Yeah.
They humiliated the Packers.
Yeah, yeah.
But I kind of like that. That's motivation.
Yeah.
It'll be about 20 degrees at kickoff, but that game kind of scares me.
Yeah.
I was watching CBS Sports this morning, and two of their pundits came out and said the same thing. Mm-hmm. They said Baltimore and Buffalo.
Yeah,
What's your team?
I'm a Bears fan.
That's what I thought. Well, at least you're limped into the playoffs.
Yeah. They're going to be in some trouble, I'm afraid.
They play the Aints, right?
Yeah.
Actually, I'm pulling for the Bears. I'd love to
see. You know, look, as long as Drew Brees has a pulse, Saints have a chance.
Well, in the playoffs. And that's the thing. You know, and I've been watching a lot of, you know, first-time quarterbacks in the playoffs. How do they perform?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kyle Allen had his first year last year.
Josh
Allen. So, yep. And he did not play well.
Yeah.
So he's got that out of his system.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting, but you still can't count out Mahomes.
No. That guy, that team, speaking of dangerous teams, I mean, the speed on that team and the hands those guys have, they're not just track guys. You know, they can make catches.
Speed guys with hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kelsey's unbelievable talent. So I have a hard time betting against Patrick Mahomes ever. But, you know, we'll see how it plays out.
You're listening to the St. Pete Sports Connection. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. It's going to be an active day down here. 1 o'clock, the Bills kick off against the Indianapolis Colts. And I'll tell you what, the Colts aren't anybody just to sneeze at.
Yeah, no, they can sneak up on you.
They got a good defense. They've got a veteran. And they've got a great running back from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Taylor.
Yep.
All right, as I said, at 1 o'clock, Bills and Colts down here. Then at 4 o'clock, Seahawks and Rams. And tonight, you won't be able to find a seat in this place. Get down here early. Better get down here right about halftime of the Seahawks and Rams, and that's the Buccaneers and the Washington football team. We're going to be grabbing people in the second hour just to give us Mark Ferguson is going to come and tell his favorite Buck story. You were coming in when I shared it with you. He brought me a picture earlier when I was setting up. He was 20 years old. It was the old stadium, and they'd beat the this is how old Ferg and I are, the St. Louis Cardinals. And Ferg and his buddy stormed the field, and there's a picture of him, and it was in the Tampa Bay paper in the front page the next day. And he said that's one of his prize pictures.
Yeah, there's some people getting their pictures in the paper these days that are losing their jobs for it.
You think? We're going to talk positive stuff today, yeah. Brother.
Hey, who you got in the Seattle game?
You know, I look at the Rams, and the quarterback position, you got to go with Seahawks.
Yeah. I think Russell Wilson alone is enough reason to take them over the Rams.
Now, as a Packer fan, I want the Rams to win.
Mm-hmm.
I want the Bears to win, of course. and then they just give us the ticket and we're in Super Bowl.
Yeah. But then tomorrow, so I'm taking the Ravens on the road. Tennessee's good. They can control the ball.
Give
with
it to Henry.
Henry
all day long.
Yeah.
Just keep feeding him.
But if Lamar Jackson can keep the ball on their side, and Ravens defense is not bad. You know,
it's not like the old Ravens defense.
No. Nothing will be. They were something else. But for some reason, I like Baltimore on the road there. I just I don't know why. But Tennessee is very good. Tannehill's a nice player. But I think I'm going with Baltimore there. And then, like I said, the Saints, much to my chagrin, will probably handle the Bears at home. But then the real big one to me tomorrow is Cleveland-Pittsburgh.
Well, yeah, because there's no love lost there.
No.
And
they just played again, what, 2 weeks ago, last week?
Take Pittsburgh, without a shadow of a doubt.
But, man, Cleveland's hungry.
I don't care how hungry they are. They're
Pittsburgh old and Cleveland's hungry and young.
Yeah, they are. But their first appearance, I think they already had their Super Bowl, making it into the playoffs.
That, you know, there is something to be said about just getting to the playoffs the first time, and then maybe next year will be the time when they really can make a push and do some damage. But, it's good to see the Browns be relevant. You know, it's such a historic franchise, and the lack of overall success, it's just good to see them kind of be relevant again.
I saw something the other day. There was 18 quarterbacks over about a 12 to 13-year period behind center for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
17, 18.
Man.
That's pathetic.
Yeah. Poor drafting.
Yeah, it is. You're listening to St. Pete Sports Connection. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, if I can speak.
It's easy not that for you
cold.
To say.
It's not that cold. It's not like in Christmas Vacation. Remember when his daughter, he's out there trying to talk as they cut down the Christmas tree. You and I have been that cold before in Iowa. Anyway, I'm just fumbling, bumbling, and stumbling. But it's the Bucks stop here. Swing by, tell us your favorite Bucks memory, and then we'll pick between them, between Mark and I and Jeff, and we'll give you one of these Bucks footballs. But how many years have you been down here?
Six.
Yeah, I've only been going on four, but I did feel sorry for the Bucks fans at one point.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean,
they have this hope each and every year.
Yeah, and they've had such a run here where, you know, since 08 even, the Rays have been good. They've been a playoff team several times. The Lightning have been one of the model franchises in the NHL.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
And the Buccaneers have continued to struggle until this year. And, you know, the whole Jameis fiasco for, what was that, 3-4 years? It was just...
That was sad.
I mean, they just seemed like they were spinning their wheels. And all of a sudden, you bring in Tom Brady, and your franchise gets instant credibility.
They brought a few other pieces in, too.
Sure, yeah. No, I'm saying, you know, I wasn't a big fan of the Antonio Brown signing, but...
Well, he's paying off now.
Yeah, he's paying off, but he's also stayed clean. He hasn't gotten any trouble since he's been here.
Brady probably threatened him.
Well, I think he's living with Brady, isn't he?
I think he is, yeah.
I think he's living with him. But, you know, you get guys, you know, you hit on a couple guys like Cameron Brate and Godwin and some of these guys. I mean, you know what you're getting in Mike Evans the day he walks out of college.
What's the report on him? He's
playing, I thought.
He's playing tonight?
Yeah, I think they said last night he was playing, so.
They have a lot of weapons.
Yeah.
That defense, that's why they scare me going up to Green Bay. I do not want to see them going up to Lambeau. I would. That's why the Washington football team. Speaking of the Washington football team, do you see the rumors that Cam Newton might join Rivera? That's the conversation now. Cam Newton one and done at the Pats, and those two had success together.
Yeah,
he understands the nuances of the job,
and
obviously, you know, they had success.
Yeah, it's been interesting to see Cam Newton's career go the way it has. You know, you see all the outside stuff, the flashy outfits at his press conferences and all that stuff, and it's like, are you worried about football? Or are you worried about
there's a lot of cats like that. You know that. It's the world of entertainment that they all live in anymore.
I guess, but it just seems like football isn't the focus.
Well, we're talking NFL football. Let's talk about what transpired in collegiate football.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you know, I've told you before, I bleed Notre Dame if it's not the Hawks.
Mm-hmm.
And people are saying they got humiliated. They got humiliated by an NFL team.
Yeah, I mean,
look at that.
I mean,
nobody can compete with that team.
Right. I mean, we're talking Ohio State or Clemson are the only teams outside of Notre Dame this year that have any chance of competing with Alabama. And... As well as Ohio State played against Clemson, they're going to have to play even better if they're going to beat Alabama. Now they might, but that's it's a tall task.
It's only a 7.5-point spread. I'm a little stunned at that. I figured it'd be 10.5, but Ohio State did look dominant in that game.
They were incredible.
They were dominant. They were.
That was as good as I've seen Ohio State look in years. And I mean,
even though our Hawks didn't get to play. There's no doubt they would have beaten Missouri. It was great to see.
Yeah, that would have been a bloodbath.
It was great to see the Big Ten go 5-1. Mm-hmm. And Indiana, you know, had that game.
That was tough one to watch.
Yeah, but 5-1, and to see Ohio State, it gave credibility back to the Big Ten because I think administratively they blew this COVID thing.
Yeah, they did.
In 2020, of all the conferences, maybe the Pac-12, but certainly it was the Big Ten.
Yeah.
But to see Ohio State, well. For one thing, they're not beat up. They didn't play that many games.
Right. Yeah, no, they're healthy going into it. I mean, if Stauskas doesn't take a shot at Justin Fields with his helmet, I mean, if that guy is completely
healthy.
That would
be a game changer.
Yeah. I mean, if he knocks Justin Fields out of the game with that hit.
Game over.
It's probably Clemson against Alabama.
Exactly.
Now,
well, I thought he
now
did.
Trey Sermon, the running back at Ohio State, what'd he run for, 200 and something yards in that game? I mean, it wasn't just Fields. It was
that kid. Was he a sophomore?
Well, he's a transfer from Oklahoma.
That's what it was.
So
he'll be playing on Sundays.
Oh man, what's
kid's
he?
A beast.
He's got like 800 yards in the last three games or something
that
crazy
kid's
like
a
that.
Beast. I'm trying to think of who he reminds me because he punishment.
Well, I tell you what, last week in that game,
he's punishing people.
He looked like Adrian Peterson looked like when he was at Oklahoma.
That's a good point. Yeah,
I mean, and runs downhill. He'll run you
straight
over.
Straight arms.
Yeah, he'll stiff arm you into next week.
He's bringing punishment to anyone that tries to tag him. Yeah, that kid came from nowhere. I thought.
Yeah, he was at Oklahoma, and you know the thing to think about or keep in mind with Sermon is most transfers, you know, you get some time to work and get in the flow of the offense.
He didn't have that this year, did he?
He didn't have it, no. And he thought they weren't even going to be playing. I mean, he could have transferred somewhere else and probably played right away, but he stayed with Ohio State. And then, you know, it took him three or four games to really get used to the offense and the, you know, what they're trying to do offensively. But, man, now that he's figured it out.
What an asset.
Holy cow.
Well, that'll be Monday night down here, 8 o'clock, the national championship. Fergs will be jam-packed for that as well. And I just don't want to see Alabama get another national championship. I mean,
yeah. I just like to see somebody else. I can't.
You know, I love successful franchises and successful programs. However, I just tire of Alabama.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, they're on TV every single week. It's just.
Why not? I mean, it's a great draw.
Yeah, I get it. It's.
Did you ever cross?
I just would like to see somebody else. You know, it's been nice watching Clemson have some success the last couple of years because they weren't a big deal when I was growing up. They, you know, would they have Emmitt Smith back in the 80s?
Is that where he came from?
I'm pretty sure he was a Clemson guy.
Yeah, yeah. No,
Florida.
He's a Gator.
Who's a running back from Clemson then?
It'll come to me.
Yeah, I think they had a good running back.
You're the younger one here. You're supposed to retain things.
I asked my wife. I don't remember anything.
Well, no, that's what you tell her. Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry, honey.
I say that all the time.
Remember, at 1 o'clock, we're going to have Mike Twitty. He's with Folk University, and we'll have to ask him the history behind the name because I watched him jam, and I went on YouTube and watched a couple of their gigs, and great musician. He's going to be here February 5th for the Super Bowl of Rock. Do you have any desire to go to a Super Bowl here?
Oh, absolutely.
Did you go to Super Bowl?
The only Super Bowl I've been to in my life was Steelers-Cardinals here.
Oh, down here?
Yeah.
What? Who was the Kurt the quarterback? Warner?
Yeah, that was got beat by Roethlisberger to.
There's some Bills fans.
Who'd they hit in the corner of the end zone?
Oh, they had that game one.
Yeah, it was in Plaxico.
One of the greatest catches of all time.
Oh man, what was that guy's name?
10 inches.
Yeah. Well, and it was the play right before the half where Warner tried to dump one off, and James Harrison picked it off.
Took
and
it
ran
to the house.
98 yards for a touchdown.
Yeah.
And then the Cardinals, you know, held in there and hit Fitzgerald for a long touchdown. And my dad was a big Cardinals fan. He's a season ticket holder for the Cardinals out there at the time. And so my brother and I took him to the Super Bowl, and I think I'm still paying that off. But
yeah, you have memories for a lifetime.
Oh, for sure.
My man.
Yeah, and it was tremendous. It was a great game. Who in the heck was that wide receiver he hit in the corner of the end zone?
Well, we'll Google it,
yeah,
like most people do. Speaking of Kurt Warner, did you ever have a chance to meet John Pettit? John Pettit was the GM.
I don't think
so. You might have been out of talent, but just God rest his soul. John Pettit was the general manager of the Iowa Barnstormers, and they'd evolved a lot since the glory days of arena football. And Kurt Warner, and I was very fortunate. I got to know Kurt when he was an Iowa Barnstormer. Mm-hmm. I did the programs. So my family and I, we followed him closely, and I actually had his first football card made up, coming out of the Quad Cities. It was black and white, and it had number 10. That was his number at first when he got to the Cardinals.
Okay.
And he asked for 13. I think that was his number at UNI.
UNI, yeah.
Yeah. But that's a heck of a success story, but I see you're Googling. Who made the catch?
Santonio Holmes.
Yep. Arguably. Yep. Because it was a touchdown, the greatest catch in the Super Bowl history.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
from a timing perspective,
it won the game.
Won the game.
Yeah, 35 seconds left. It won the game.
So you were at a Super Bowl here.
Yep.
I may go over for a party or two, you know, on the exterior.
Take me with you.
I will, definitely. I have no friends here. Ferg doesn't leave here. He'd be upset that we don't stay here.
Yeah.
You actually went to the game. You could have been at Ferg's.
Yeah. No, man, it was incredible.
How much was the ticket? Two G's?
Because we were getting three together. They were $1,800 apiece.
$5,400.
But, you know, it was my dad's 60th birthday present.
You're
and
good son.
You know, for him to be able to watch his team in the Super Bowl, that was priceless. So,
if my sons are listening, they stream from once in a while. That's just a suggestion. Jeff Lance, a great son.
And my brother, it was living in Germany at the time and flew over.
Wow.
And flew into Tampa.
Surprised
him? And surprised him at the airport, yeah.
You are a good son. So, you're not as bad a dude as people said about you. Really?
Yeah. That's so, yeah, no, the kicker was we had to stay over in, like, Orlando or somewhere, couldn't find any hotels around here. Everything was, you know, $800 a night or something for a hotel, so we had to stay over by Orlando somewhere.
Where were you living, in Baltimore then?
Yeah. And then
you're making the big bucks then, brother.
Yeah, and that was actually one of the first couple times I've been down here. And, you know, we're driving around. We're like, we got to go see this Al Lang Stadium. And we drive over there to check it out, you know, because I'd heard about it. And Snoop Dogg's playing a concert there. It was awesome. So we just watched through the chain link fence, and it was a good time.
My sister was down here when it might have been that same year. That same year. And who let the dogs out? Was that the Baja?
Baja Men, yeah.
Baja Men. Yep. That was a free concert. And she called me.
It should be.
And she called me and put the phone on. She goes, guess where I'm at? I said, I don't know. It's a concert. Who the hell is that in the background?
Yeah.
It's Who Let the Dogs Out? I'm like, oh, that song's horrible. I'm at a concert outside the stadium. So the parties are free, and they're a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, the halftime show that year was Bruce Springsteen.
Now, I could dig that.
Yeah, it was good. It was pretty cool.
Did you hear about the halftime show this year?
I don't even know who it is.
You wouldn't know who it is. You wouldn't be sitting next to me if
you listened
to his music. Oh, wait,
it's The Weeknd, isn't it? Somebody like that?
Yeah.
Weeknd, yeah.
You're going to be F-bombed to death, are we?
No, it's a little younger group than us, but you know, they got some good stuff on the radio. I've heard a couple songs of theirs. Jeez. They're not terrible.
You are diverse.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The Weeknd?
Yeah, they can't even spell it right. Let me see how they spell that.
Bruce Springsteen, Kurt Warner, Last Second, your pops. That's got to be
The Weeknd.
Greatest memories.
They spell it T-H-E-W-E-E-K-N-D. So they're missing an E, and there's no space in between the and The Weeknd.
Imagine that.
What's going on?
Today's world.
Yeah.
I'm not going there. Don't get me into that conversation.
But no, they do have some good songs, like...
You're scaring me.
The dude's Canadian, yeah.
He's Canadian?
Yeah. You see Blinding Lights. That's a good one.
How old are you?
47.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I listen to all genres of music. I need to reach a little bit more into the new stuff because my son Michael is into music. You got a young son. You're going to have to stay on top of it.
Right. And, you know, I spend a lot of my time at ballparks, and they're playing that kind of music when guys come up to bat and between innings, things like that. So you kind of stay on top of what's new in the music scene just by going to the ballpark all the time.
You're listening to St. Pete Sports Connection. I'm Mike Rickard alongside Jeff Lance. We're down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Balmy 56 degrees. Of course, we're not in the sun. I could have moved this over.
Yeah, nice play. Way to go.
Yeah, it does get a bit nippy standing here. I'll be here the majority of the day. I might run down to the beach in between.
Going for a swim?
Yeah, right. I tell you what, I live about 500 yards from the beach. It sure looks a lot nicer. I go and, you know, see a sunset occasionally.
Yeah.
But damn, I stuck my foot in the water the other day.
Man.
That is cold.
Hey, I had to get the leaves out of my pool filter thing the other day, and I stuck my arm in there.
Bragger. Pool?
Oh, man. I might as well have been electrocuted. It was so cold.
Oh, you don't have a heater?
Oh, no. No.
Well, my girlfriend lives in a complex that has, like, 5 pools.
Uh-huh.
So I tell her, beach? There's the trade. I get pool, you get beach. She can go to beach anytime she wants. Yeah. Anywhere. She doesn't need me.
Yeah.
But that's the deal that I...
She probably doesn't need you anyway.
Well, that's a good point. I can name quite a few women right now that didn't need me. But that's for another show and not on this one. St. Pete Sports Connection. And we're on RadioSt.Pete.com. We're going to, I don't know, my guys must be enjoying their food. I had a couple. There's a Buffalo Bills fan.
Yep.
You need to put some Buffalo Bills gear on your doggy. Come on. Hey, the dog, look at it.
There you go. That's
there
a
you
good
go.
Look.
There you go. That's a good look.
So, hey, look at this. Urban Meyer is assembling a coaching staff.
He's taking a job at Jacksonville?
Looks like it. He's meeting with the Jags again, so it's looks like it's leaning that way.
I'm just going to tell Mike Twitty as we talk over the air. Joe Berdo's at the controls. We have Sunshine Radio 96.7. Yeah. And he had to tell me how to plug this in for power, Mike, just so you understand. But you're dealing with.
I got you.
So you know how to use this mixer? It's basically, I bought this, and like my son's a musician, and he said, Pops, you won't even get on the air if it's up to you.
It's turn this thing around so you don't have to read upside down.
Oh, no, we can't do that.
Yeah.
Well, while he's trying to figure out.
Yeah, that looks good.
Yeah, you can tell he and I have a lot of background here. I had people, when I did radio, I had a lot of wizards putting everything on.
Yeah.
So I'm not certain, Michael. We might just have to move two mics over here for you and wing it if that's not going to work.
Yeah, it's in three, four. I assume it's that one, but I can't tell. I can't read.
Yeah,
okay.
It is.
When
that's
you
three,
when
four.
You get on this side,
yep.
I'll go over some leaderboards and stuff, and then you can set up. Jeff can go use the restroom.
See, Kyle Schwarber signed with the Nationals, 1-year deal.
Who did?
Kyle Schwarber.
He did?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's kind of.
So as a
they must be using the universal DH again this year. Otherwise, it doesn't make a lot of sense for him to go to a National League team. But you know, if they're doing the universal DH again this year, which I don't see why you wouldn't, that's a good sign.
Hey, remind me when we come back. I want to talk about some of the teams that went the way of the dodo bird, unfortunately, is with their ties to MLB baseball.
Yeah,
the ones you think got impacted the most.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure there's a lot of people that think that means the teams are done, but they're not, right?
Right, right. They're going to go play in other leagues. So yeah, we can hit on that later if you want.
So your Chicago Cubs, my Chicago Cubs. How many years of rebuilding do you think we're going to have to go through?
It's going to be a few, I'm afraid.
Who's going to win that Central then? Cards?
Ooh. I don't think they're ready either.
Yeah. Changing of the guard. The Brewers?
The Brewers probably have as good a roster as anybody right now. As long as they have Yelich, they've got a star there, and they've got some pieces around, and they got some decent pitching. So, hard to say. I mean, that division's kind of blown up here. You know, for a while it was Cubs, Cardinals, Brewers were all really, really good.
Okay, before we go to Mike Twitty, I do want your opinion on this. Getting rid of Snell. I mean, I know it's their M.O., but it'd be tough to be a Rays fan, man.
Well,
you can't get attached to a player for longer than a year or two.
Right. Now, I think that one has a lot more to do with the COVID situation and that everybody lost so much money last year in Major League Baseball. Now, they might not be losing tens of billions or whatever, but teams like Tampa Bay that are struggling to make money as it is, when you don't get to have fans for an entire year, that cripples a franchise, a small market team like this. And I mean, to not owe that guy whatever he's going to make, $12 million next year and $13 million the year after that. I mean,
in 2019, I looked all this up, and I did when the Rays, you know, and I want a positive relationship with them. I work with Ted Williams Foundation, but these are just facts. When they furloughed their people, I was a little upset because, you know, it was happening all over America.
Yep.
In 2019, they were number 8 in net profit in the major leagues.
Yeah.
So they know how to make money.
Yeah.
They're not losing money.
Yeah,
they're great businessmen.
Yeah, they're a very well-run organization now.
You're listening to the St. Pete Sports Connection. We're going to shift gears kind of like we do on 96.7 FM, Sunshine 96.7 FM. That's all local music, and we're going to start implementing an artist each and every Saturday. Come on the air with us, play a little music, do a little promo for their band or their group, and then sometime soon here in 2021, I'm going to have a couple of hours. We're going to go out and do live concerts, essentially. You know, I go down to Katiki a lot. I live about 150 yards from there. And we'll get together, and we'll have bands play, and then I will show up, and we'll interview the bands. We'll have some music, and we'll make a show of it. So I'm looking forward to that in 2021. As I said, we're going to continue to do that. But on February 5th down here at Ferg's, it's the Super Bowl weekend, the Super Bowl of Rock, and we've got some great acts. And he was kind enough to come down and talk to me.
Florida, my roots are very...
You're a Gator.
Yes. I was very... started as a solo musician almost 40 years ago now. That's kind of frightening, but true. So, and then I started to... I built a duo when I came back with an old high school buddy. We started playing around town. That evolved into a trio. it's now had many machinations of lineups through the years, and now I even have got several people that rotate in and out of the group. So it's a folk rock based group originally.
I enjoyed it, to tell you the truth.
Well, thank you.
And I'm amusing enough, but I'm an old man. I'm 64.
Right.
But we were talking about different genres, and my son's a musician. He's 33 in the Midwest, and got a few CDs and stuff. So I have to open my hard headed mind to music.
But yep.
I'm more music than I am sports these days.
Well, that's good.
As I get older.
Yeah, it's good to have a broad music palette. So. Yeah, if we're playing cover tunes, it's anywhere from James Taylor to Red Hot Chili Peppers, you know. So we're all over the place.
I saw something on YouTube. I don't know what you're playing, but it looked like it was a wedding event, or it was a great song. I can't remember the name of it. Remember, I'm old. Well, let's talk about this event on February 5th.
Sure.
Ferg's.
Sure. Yeah, we're excited to be part of it. We're going to kick off the lineup, and I just got the revised lineup, so the headliner is going to be Everclear. Before that, it'll be Fastball, and Vinny Dombrowski of Sponge is going to be here, and obviously I'll be here with my group, Folk University. And this lineup that with my band this time around, it's kind of neat. It's becoming a family affair. Both of my sons are actually here today.
Really?
Had to come out.
That's cool.
So one of them's a drummer, and the other one is a keyboard player, and amongst other things.
Well, so. I'm going to get set up with, if you heard me introducing, then we're going to start doing live shows. So we'll have to... share information, and when you're doing gigs,
that'd be outstanding.
Yeah, be great. So you got your boys involved.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's hard to explain what it feels like to actually be able to, you know, play music with your kids. So it's a different type of experience.
I'm jealous of you. All right, so that event, and then how do people find you to know where you guys are playing at?
Sure. You can find us at the band name is Folk University, Folk U for short. So. FolkU.net is our
FolkU
is our website, and
I should use that term more often than the other one.
And we you
Folk
can
you.
And you can find us at Facebook at the same name.
I bet you've had a lot of fun with FolkU t-shirts over the year.
We have, and it's you know, it's a tongue in cheek, you know, fun name, and the reason that kind of evolved is because UF, University of Florida,
yep.
And I kind of flipped it around, and that's
oh,
how the
you
whole
put some thought into
yeah, that's how the whole university thing came around. I was like, you know what, we could call it Folk University.
Yeah, and I'd do anything you ever dreamed to be complete. Little pieces of the nothing that fall. Hello, May. Put your arms around me. It's what you feel is what you are, and what you are is beautiful. Oh, May. You wanna get married, you run away. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything. Yeah, and I'd do anything you ever dreamed to be complete. Little pieces of the nothing that fall. Oh, and I'd do anything you ever dreamed to be complete. Little pieces of the nothing that fall. Oh, slide. Why don't you slide into my room? Why don't you slide into my room? And we'll run away, run away, run away. Laws on T, wind on B, the cigarette, the weather bleak. So coconut was sent down below. Wasn't for long, he stayed stowed overboard. He ended up how nobody knows. Swim, coconut, swim, Harry. All alone, I know it's so scary, but keep on kicking through the night. You reach landfall by morning light. And a 5 square was searched with care. no sand by sea, nor even air, no luck by dark, the search was called. There's hope not lost, despite the storm. Friends and flyers scattered the aisles, but no response warranted a smile. So Harry paddled on from dusk till dawn, saturated, trying not to sink. All this water, not a drop to drink. Swim, coconut, swim, Harry. All alone, I know it's so scary, but keep on kicking through the night. You reach landfall by morning light. Last one day the hound hit ground, though not greeted by a welcome sound. The rude residents screamed and shook the trees as Harry shook out Jerry, blazing fleas. Our staff wondered why such alarm, but as we searched for the source of harm, then inside the cause of fright, worst nightmare, a sponge-covered ragged canine with long hair. Ride coconut glide, Harry, to Cold Joe Key, where life is so merry. Back at home, no longer alone, chasing coconuts instead of a bone. Swim, coconut, swim, Harry, through the canals where life is so merry. Leaping off the dock for a husky ride, the shore beats a rotten old side.
Thank you, Mike. That was excellent.
I appreciate it.
Thanks to Mike of Folk University, playing Saturday afternoon at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the St. Pete Sports Connection with Mike Rickard. Heard every Saturday, 12:15 until 2 on Radio St. Pete Online. Folk University will be performing as part of Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Super Bowl of Rock on Friday, February the 5th from 7 until 10 at Ferg's.